Trump Congressional Address Livewire President to Detail Plans to Enact Renewal of American Dream. By Matthew Boyle on March 4, 2025. President Donald Trump will address a joint session of Congress on Tuesday evening for a speech that White House officials say will focus on the theme of the renewal of the American Dream. Trump's speech, his fifth such address ever, comes after a four-year hiatus during which now former President Joe Biden was in office and is expected to be broken into four major parts. In the first and opening part, he is expected to detail successes his new administration has already had in his second term. The second part is expected to be focused on actions he has taken and will take to fix the economic damage Biden did to America, including Trump's push to extend his 2017 tax cuts and add new ones like no taxes on Social Security income, tips, or overtime wages. In the third part, Trump is expected to ask Congress for more money for deportations and immigration enforcement measures, including a border wall, and in the fourth part, Trump is expected to lay out his broad vision for world peace. Trump's charisma and masterful oratory skills are regularly on display in moments like these, and the speech is sure to be full of powerful imagery and stories that help him win even more public support for his agenda. But perhaps more importantly here, the fact that Trump has gone through so very much since the last time he delivered such a speech in early 2020 makes this speech that much more historic. Trump survived the coronavirus pandemic, a second impeachment after the January 6th protest, weaponization of the law enforcement system by his political opponents, efforts by globalists and even top supposedly conservative voices like many at the Fox News Channel and other major places to turn on him in favor of other Republicans in the 2024 primary, and even two attempts on his life during the 2024 general election, including getting shot in Pennsylvania last summer. He's been through so much, more than any other politician in modern history. Enough so that it is easy to argue that Trump's political comeback was the greatest political comeback in the history of mankind. And what a comeback it has been. Trump has wasted no time since retaking the Oval Office, sprinting to reshape American government and public life, reorient the U.S. position and standing on the world stage, and implement a rapid-fire set of actions so far at breakneck speed such that even professionals who follow this stuff for a living have difficulty keeping up with the president's pace. He's also surrounded himself with a mostly new cast of characters, including a new vice president in J.D. Vance and a new speaker of the House in Mike Johnson. Vance and Johnson will of course be seated behind Trump, which is customary for such addresses to Congress. But beyond those two, Trump's cabinet is filled this time with difference makers and change seekers. People like Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, CIA Director John Ratcliffe, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, Attorney General Pam Bondi, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, and Interior Secretary Doug Burgum. Even former Democrats like Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are in Trump's cabinet. And young, interesting, outsider voices fill many key roles throughout his White House and administration. While Trump and Republicans are set for a celebratory and postive, forward-looking event on Tuesday evening, Democrats are completely in disarray after disappointing losses in November and no clear leader for their party from here. Democrats are reportedly discussing using props to criticize Trump if they do attend the speech, or boycotting the speech altogether as Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, announced. Their newly elected Senator Elissa Slotkin, DME, will give the Democrat response to Trump's address later. So seeing if Slotkin can help guide a lost party back to civilization from the wilderness will be an undertone of a story to watch as the evening's events unfold. Follow along here on Breitbart News for live breaking news and analysis throughout the evening when the president takes the biggest stage yet again. Update 11:23 p.m. ET. LMFAO, what a mess the Democrats are in. Update 11:20 p.m. ET. Slotkin is now going all in on the failed Democrat messaging of 2024, arguing that Americans should be engaged in fighting for a democracy just like Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney did. Then she rattles off a list of actions they should do. She then claims this is a period of political instability. What a crazy person. She seems to be wrapping up her speech now. Update 11:17 p.m. ET. Now Slotkin sounds like Liz Cheney, claiming Ronald Reagan must be rolling over in his grave after Volodymyr Zelensky's outburst in the Oval Office last week. Trying to split Trump and Reagan is very Lincoln Project, never Trump-esque style Democrat politics. The same geniuses who thought it was smart to bring Cheney out to campaign with Kamala Harris are the ones who probably picked this Slotkin crazy to deliver this speech. Update 11:15 p.m. ET. Now Slotkin is not even responding to Trump anymore, but is instead attacking Elon Musk entirely. This is just open proof on live national television that the Democrats are completely lost. Update 11:14 p.m. ET. Slotkin has gone off the rails now into partisan Democrat hackery, claiming nonsensically that Trump is trying to conduct a giveaway to his billionaire friends. She just lost everyone right there. That's it. Tune this psycho out. Update 11:12 p.m. ET. Slotkin begins her speech focusing on her story of working for the CIA under both Presidents Bush and Obama after 9/11, and cites how both she and Trump won in the area she is speaking from in November. She then turns to prices being too high, and that voters are demanding change, arguing that there is a responsible and a reckless way to execute change. Update 11:10 p.m. ET. As the legacy and establishment media analyzes Trump's speech, many of them are quite clearly further destroying their credibility. CNN's panel is completely unhinged. These people are demonstrating they will never change. It's proof positive that the establishment media have not learned from what they have done wrong over the last decade plus, but especially the past 8 years in the Trump era, and more proof that Democrats as a party are in complete collapse with zero moral authority. The left and their allies have lost any pathway back to credibility, and it appears they are only going to keep digging deeper into problematic territory for themselves. We'll see if Slotkin brings any semblance of a meaningful message for the Democrats in her response, which is beginning now. Update 10:59 p.m. ET. Trump just finished his speech, at just under 2 hours long. Update 10:56 p.m. ET. Whoever advised Democrats to behave like this tonight is probably going to steer the party into an even deeper pit than Joe Biden and Kamala Harris left it in. What a colossally politically stupid moment for them. Update 10:54 p.m. ET. Trump says he was spared by God in Butler, saying he was saved by God to make America great again. Democrats continued to behave boorishly. Update 10:53 p.m. ET. Trump then cites the story of Mark Vogel, a history teacher taken captive in Russia 4 years ago, who Joe Biden and his cronies in the Democrat Party let rot there. Trump got him out after meeting his mother at the rally during which he was shot in Butler, Pennsylvania. Trump secured the release of her son, after surviving gunshots from the assassin who tried to kill him. They are in the gallery. Then Trump noted how firefighter Corey Comprator was killed by that assassin's bullets, bullets meant for him. Comprator's wife and two daughters are in the gallery too. Corey is looking down on these three beautiful ladies right now, and he is cheering you on, Trump said to them. He loves you. Update 10:49 p.m. ET. Amazingly, Democrats could not even bring themselves to cheer on the capture of an Islamic terrorist who masterminded the murder of 13 American servicemen and servicewomen, as well as hundreds of Afghans, at Hamid Karzai International Airport in 2021 in the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. Trump then notes he is working to end the wars both between Israel and the Palestinians in Gaza, and the war in Ukraine. Trump notes the U.S. has provided hundreds of billions of tax dollars to Ukraine, and some Democrats clapped for the first time in over an hour. Then Trump asks if they want to keep it going for another 5 years, and he says Pocahontas does as he looks at Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA. Warren is shown on television clapping like a crazy woman. Trump then announces he received a letter from Zelensky announcing the Ukrainians are ready to come to the negotiating table to end the war. That Zelensky also said he is ready to sign a minerals agreement when convenient for him. He notes that the Russians have also told the United States they are ready to negotiate for peace. If you want to end wars, you have to talk to both sides, Trump said. Update 10:43 p.m. ET. Trump just announced that the U.S. has captured the Islamic terrorist responsible for the Abbey Gate bombing in Afghanistan in 2021, and the terrorist is en route to the United States right now to face American justice. Update 10:42 p.m. ET. Trump talks about the Panama Canal, noting the U.S. is in the process of taking it back from Chinese control. Then he turns to Secretary of State Marco Rubio, joking that he does not know whether to be concerned or impressed that Rubio got 99 votes in the Senate. Then he says to the Democrat senators in all seriousness, "We appreciate you voting for Marco." He notes Rubio is doing a great job. Then Trump talks about Greenland, and how the U.S. is countering China there. Update 10:38 p.m. ET. As Trump was telling the story of the amazing young man he was live admitting to West Point, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont walked out of the chamber. Again, who is advising these radical psycho Democrats? What a dumb move by Sanders. Update 10:37 p.m. ET. Trump just announced he is admitting a young man with an impressive resume to West Point live during the speech. Update 10:34 p.m. ET. Trump says in January the U.S. Army had its best recruiting month in 15 years, and now armed services wide every branch is having record or near record recruiting numbers. Update 10:33 p.m. ET. Trump, as he is now ribbing the transgendered agenda, is reveling staring down Democrats who sit silent in defeat. Trump is highlighting a story of a mother who found out a school secretly transitioned her child without her consent or knowledge. The mother was in the gallery tonight. Trump then turns to defense issues and highlights Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. Update 10:30 p.m. ET. Trump, as he speaks about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the former Democrat who is in his cabinet as HHS Secretary and his broader health agenda, jokes that Democrats should be cheering with a name like Kennedy. Yet the Democrats continue to sit there and either boo or silently ignore popular issues. Update 10:29 p.m. ET. Trump is talking about NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, who was slain by repeat offenders in New York who should never been on the street. His widow Stephanie is in the chamber tonight. And Trump told her the nation will make sure his son knows his dad was a hero, and he notes he signed an executive order on this front and called for Congress to stand up to repeat offenders and stand up for America's law enforcement officials. It sounded like some Democrats were booing police officers in the back of the room at this moment. Trump also points to a 13-year-old kid named DJ Daniel who is the gallery, and Trump notes has always dreamed of becoming a police officer, and after applause he notes that DJ was diagnosed with brain cancer and doctors gave him 5 months to live. That was more than 6 years ago. Trump noted that he is asking U.S. Secret Service Director Sean Curran to swear DJ in as an agent of the U.S. Secret Service. Update 10:22 p.m. ET. When talking about restoring law and order, Trump rips radical left lunatics as he points out at the heartless Democrats who sit there speechless, stone-faced, refusing to react in any positive way to even nonpartisan issues. Then he calls out to Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, and FBI Director Kash Patel, good luck. Update 10:14 p.m. ET. Trump says there still is much work to be done, and then turns to Jocelyn Ungaray's mother in the gallery. Jocelyn, who was 12 when an illegal alien was allowed into the U.S. to kill her. And Trump notes he signed an order renaming a wildlife refuge in Jocelyn's memory. He turns to Vance to ask for the order he announced he just signed and holds it up to show the chamber. Update 10:12 p.m. ET. Trump notes how he signed the Lack and Riley Act, and said it demonstrates how Americans will never ever forget Lack and Hope Riley. Then he explains how we now have the lowest number of illegal borders ever last month. Trump is bashing those who called for new legislation. The media and our friends in the other party kept saying we needed new legislation to secure our border, but it turns out all we needed was a new president, Trump said. Update 10:10 p.m. ET. Trump thanked Melania Trump for her work on the Take It Down Act, and said he looks forward to signing it. Then he turns to immigration again, detailing how Biden let in many criminals into the U.S. but said they are being removed from the country now. He is now talking about Lack and Riley, the student who was killed in Georgia last year by an illegal alien that Joe Biden allowed into America, and he said Biden's administration was indeed a failed administration. Trump points to Lack and's mother and sister in the gallery. Democrats remain heartless chamber-wide. Update 10:06 p.m. ET. Democrats are so heartless and lost they would not even cheer for the steelworker Trump highlighted in his speech. Update 10:04 p.m. ET. Trump berates Biden's CHIPS Act, and tells Johnson to get rid of it and use what's left to reduce U.S. debt. Trump then says he loves farmers, and is going to be looking out for them as this trade fight plays out. The tariffs will go on agricultural products coming into America, Trump said. Trump said there will possibly be an adjustment period for farmers as the trade reorientation kicks in, but he says they will have a field day when the policies take hold. Update 10 p.m. ET. Trump is laying out his tariff vision, naming several countries saying they charge us tremendously higher tariffs than we charge them. He starts going through several countries and detailing how all these nations charge higher tariffs their way than the U.S. does against them. Trump notes that on April 2 the U.S. will put in place reciprocal tariffs on all these other countries. Whatever they tax us, we will tax them, he said. He joked that he would have done it on April 1, but did not want to be accused of it being an April Fool's Day joke. I'm a very superstitious person, he said. We have been ripped off by nearly every country on earth, and we will not let that happen any longer, Trump said. Update 9:56 p.m. ET. Trump says many federal workers have not been showing up to work, and any federal bureaucrats who resist back-to-work orders will be removed. The days of being ruled by unelected federal bureaucrats are over, Trump says, reveling in how much he is infuriating the Democrats. Then he begins talking about his tax cuts, and jokes that Democrats should vote for them but knows they will not, and then he looks the Republicans and notes they will. I'm calling for no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and now tax on Social Security benefits payments, Trump said, adding he wants to make interest payments on car loans tax deductible for Made in America vehicles. Update 9:51 p.m. ET. Trump is laying out how there are millions and millions of people listed at more than 100 years old, and thousands over 150 years old, and even one person at 360 years old according to the Social Security database. Expect Democrats and the establishment media to go absolutely nuts over this and claim Trump is lying, but the database actually does show that. The question is whether those people are actually getting paid or not, and he jokes to Attorney General Pam Bondi that she is going to find out. Democrats keep jeering as they sit, shell-shocked, off on their side. Update 9:46 p.m. ET. This unserious psycho is rambling on about impeaching Trump again now after the sergeant-at-arms removed him from the chamber. Update 9:44 p.m. ET. Trump is currently rattling off several of the most outrageous things that DOJ has uncovered and stopped. Republicans in the chamber are laughing. Democrats are stupefied silent. Update 9:43 p.m. ET. Trump is talking about DOJ, and notes it is headed by Elon Musk, who is in the gallery tonight. Republican cheering is louder than Democrat jeering, and Trump jokes that even this side appreciates it, I think, as he points at the Democrats. Update 9:42 p.m. ET. A number of Democrats just walked out of the chamber, yet more evidence of how unserious the Democrat Party as a whole is right now. Update 9:40 p.m. ET. Trump is continuing to detail several of his achievements. And side note, the White House official stream of this is pretty lit right now as it has rapid response details to back Trump up. Update 9:33 p.m. ET. Trump calls out Biden again for weaponizing government against him, asking how did that work out? He also noted he signed an order making English the official language of the U.S., renamed the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America, took historic action to protect free speech, and renamed Mount Denali as Mount McKinley again. He also details how he ended DEI across the government. Our country will be woke no longer, Trump says, as Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, is shown on screen with tears in her eyes. Update 9:31 p.m. ET. Trump is noting he froze federal hiring, regulations, and foreign aid. He says he withdrew from the World Health Organization, from the Green New Scam, and that he ended the Biden-era electric vehicle mandate as well as several other actions he has taken. Democrats are sitting there, stunned, as Trump totally demolishes them. Update 9:30 p.m. ET. Trump is directly calling out Democrats to their faces and noting there is nothing he could do or say that would lead to them cheering for him. It's just so sad, and it shouldn't be this way, Trump said. Just this one night, join us, Trump says to the Democrats, asking them to support him in making America great again. Nancy Pelosi is shown on television camera simpering in the chamber. Update 9:27 p.m. ET. Trump says the first of month of our presidency it's our presidency has been said by many to be the most successful in the history of our nation and noted that number two is George Washington. Trump then gets right into how he has overseen the absolute demolition of illegal border crossings to the lowest ever recorded ever. Trump then calls Joe Biden the worst president in American history. Update 9:26 p.m. ET. Johnson is warning Democrats the sergeant-at-arms will restore order to the joint session if they keep behaving like imbeciles. Mr. Green, take your seat, sir, Johnson says to Representative Al Green, DTX. He refuses, so Johnson orders the sergeant-at-arms to remove him from the chamber. Republicans start chanting na na na, hey hey hey, goodbye. Trump resumes his speech. Update 9:23 p.m. ET. Democrats are interrupting Trump as he correctly noted he won the popular vote. The Republicans shout them down by chanting USA. Democrats are totally unhinged right from the get-go. Case in point of how psychotic they are. Update 9:22 p.m. ET. Trump says that since he took the oath of office, he has engaged in nothing but swift and unrelenting action to get the U.S. back on the right track. We are just getting started, Trump says. Our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before, he continues. Update 9:19 p.m. ET. Trump has begun speaking and addresses Johnson, Vance, and his wife Melania. The Republicans erupt in applause again. America is back, Trump says in the first line of his speech. Update 9:18 p.m. ET. Trump has reached the podium and shook hands with Vance and Johnson and then gave them copies of the address, which is customary for a joint address like this. Technically, by the way, this is not a State of the Union because Trump has only been back in office for a little over a month. Next year, he will deliver a State of the Union address. This is just an address to a joint session of Congress. Update 9:17 p.m. ET. Here is the official White House live stream, which the White House official who told Breitbart News would have live rapid response and it will be. Update 9:15 p.m. ET. Trump is shaking hands of many members of Congress and speaking with them as he walks down the aisle into the chamber. Trump is clearly enjoying himself. He lives for moments like these. Update 9:13 p.m. ET. A White House official just told Breitbart News that on the official White House live stream of the speech, the White House will publish live rapid response with graphics and statistics backing Trump up, the first time the White House has ever done anything like this. The president is now entering the chamber as well. Update 9:07 p.m. ET. Veterans Affairs Secretary Doug Collins is the designated survivor and therefore is not at the speech. At major events like this, the government always just in case has someone in the presidential line of succession just in case not come to make sure there is continuity of government in an absolute worst case scenario. Update 9:05 p.m. ET. The president's cabinet is entering the chamber now. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is at the front of the group. Secretary of Treasury Scott Bessent and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth are right behind him. Update 9:03 p.m. ET. Several of the Democrats are wearing pink clothing items. First Lady Melania Trump is entering the chamber now to find her seat in the box. She shakes hands with Second Lady Usha Vance as she finds her seat. Update 8:58 p.m. ET. Democrats are clearly not serious people. Case in point. Update 8:57 p.m. ET. The Supreme Court justices are coming in now. Update 8:55 p.m. ET. The Dean of the Diplomatic Corps is coming into the chamber now. Update 8:54 p.m. ET. Johnson and Vance are reading off the names of the senators and House members who will escort the president and his cabinet into the chamber. Update 8:52 p.m. ET. Johnson has gaveled the joint session of Congress formally into session. Update 8:51 p.m. ET. It's rare that this many House and Senate members are all together at something basically once a year, so as they all enter the chamber there is lots of catching up and exchanging of pleasantries among many of the members. This is among other things a major moment for them to all socialize with each other. Side note, Elon Musk is wearing a suit and tie, which is one of if not the only times in recent months he has been seen dressed up like this. Vance and House Speaker Mike Johnson are at the top of the dais at their seats. And now we are awaiting the entrance of the U.S. Supreme Court justices and the president's cabinet. Kash Patel, the just-confirmed FBI director, was just shown on camera. Donald Trump Jr. is also in the room for the speech, as well as Eric Trump, Tiffany Trump, and Ivanka Trump alongside Jared Kushner. Update 8:45 p.m. ET. Elon Musk, the head of the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, is in the First Lady's box as a special guest for the speech. Television cameras just showed Musk, who Democrats have been flipping out about, shaking hands of those around him as he reaches his seat. Update 8:44 p.m. ET. Here's video of Trump departing the White House from the wonderful Marco Martin, one of Trump's closest aides and an all-around incredible person. Update 8:42 p.m. ET. Vance, along with top senators, is walking into the House chamber and talking photos and shaking hands with several of the House members waiting for him on the aisle. Vance is seeking speaking with Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, as Senator Tom Cotton, RR, walks with him up the aisle. Update 8:40 p.m. ET. The presidential limo carrying President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump has arrived at the U.S. Capitol and the president will be entering soon. Update 8:38 p.m. ET. Vice President Vance was seen walking into the House chamber through Statuary Hall with several of the GOP senators. Update 8:37 p.m. ET. President Trump has departed the White House and is en route to the U.S. Capitol.